to tell us a ghost story.
Yeah, Jake, tell us about the Banshee.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
Or the evil leprechauns.
Yeah, have you guys seen the movie The Evil Leprechaun? It is so scary.
Not.
No. Banshees, leprechauns, so shit, cream money of dumb, sentimental yangs like you. You know, it's just another toy, Strat, no such thing. There's only one scary story in the world, and you know what that is. The true story, right? Because if it's true, you know it could happen to you, right? So you know where this is going.
What?
Well, there's an abandoned house up here, apparently not too far from where we are now. There used to be a young offenders centre called Glengarriff. It was owned by this religious order, kind of like the Christian Brothers. They were known as the Black Knights of Colmkill. These Black Knights were some nasty fuckers. There's nothing Christian about them. Most of them ended up here after doing all the missions, all the hotspots, like Sierra Leone, Liberia, the Inner Congo, Rwanda. My God knows what sights they'd seen living amongst mass murderers and cannibals, what have you. How terrible things went on in the house if you didn't abide by their rules. I mean, they treated the kids like dogs, literally. If a kid was bold, it wasn't milk and cookies. It was banished to the kennels to live with the vicious guard dogs. Well, legend had it, there was this one black brother who was a complete fucking sadist. He put a 3-inch steel blade into an old Irish fighting stick, and he beat the kids with it. He'd take the worst young offenders to the storeroom, and he'd hang them, claim they committed suicide. You know, maim others, cut out the tongue of anyone that dared defy him. Until this one day. Although these two young offenders, twins. You know, they were difficult boys, but close. They were caught throwing stones at the church. Well, the black brother scalded one's face and made him wear a sack over his head to hide the burns. He then proceeded to hang his twin and force him to watch his brother sweat. Now, he christened him the Lonely Twin. Now, this kid, after everything he'd seen, he had nothing but hate and anger inside of him. He swore he'd have his revenge. So he went out and he picked 3 pounds of death's head shrooms, and he put them into the black brother's soup pot. Little did he know. Now, think about it. All that sexual oppression, all that good old Catholic guilt and violence unleashed.
And what?
Yeah, come on, spit it out.
And 78 people were massacred that night. Butchered beyond belief. One survivor was found. This feral kid who lived with the dogs. Two bodies were never accounted for. The black brother and the lonely twin. They're said to haunt the woods around here.